I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Rachel. And hey, thanks for, you know, giving me some grace and staying with me. I took a little hiatus from the podcast only because I was in kind of a crazy space, as I know a lot of us can get a lot of the time. To be perfectly transparent, there was a lot of hustling going on and like a lot of exciting things, but a lot of like hustling for other people too, which is good. I love to serve people. I know a lot of people that, you know, when push comes to shove and they need to get work done, especially for, you know, their employer or someone who they work for, it is just like you can't see the forest through the trees, and all you want is just to get to the other side of the busy, right? You just want to get it done so that you can get past it and relax. And if you're not careful and don't pause, obviously you just keep leaping from one hustle to the next. And I did a lot of kind of like soul searching, because this podcast has been so important to me, and it's been such a lifeline to kind of like get my thoughts out. I have so many thoughts all the time of just like, oh my gosh, I would love to, you know, talk with everyone about this or that or the other thing. And I actually made the reference today. I'm like a hyperactive Cocker Spaniel sometimes, that I just get on these like idea trains of, and I can't stop. And there's not enough post-its or journals to get it all out. And that's kind of like why I wanted to come back with at least this last episode to wrap up this, you know, season one of the podcast. And, you know, why it's so important, obviously, to take those leaps. I talk about this a lot, but I did something kind of scary for the not first time ever. I mean, I kind of love speaking, you know, like in front of people. A podcast is so different to me because I can't actually see you and interact with like your facial expression. So like if you're giving me this like weird confused face, like I'll pick up on that and I'll either explain or, you know, switch gears. It's something that I really enjoy. And as my time as a designer, I loved presenting my lines to people because I feel like I could read the room. And if somebody was like, oh God, you know, giving me one of those looks, I could pretty quickly, like, I don't know, explain myself or sell, or, you know what I mean? And anyway, so I had this opportunity to give kind of like a corporate speech, and oh gosh, it was so freaking like invigorating. And it just got me thinking about like the energy that we put into things sometimes with very little output. And I don't think that everybody needs to be in business for themselves. Like, I have spent a vast majority of my career wanting to work for other people and working towards a unified goal. And a lot of that comes from like my sincere love to collaborate. Like, I love collaborating with brilliant people. I've worked with so many freaking talented people in my career, and it's what's brought up like the biggest opportunities for me. And even though like I have the ability to kind of pivot or leap to, you know, jobs when I know they're not serving me anymore, I can look back and see value in every single stage of life. And so it's one of those things that has really excited me about, you know, the next step in my own journey. And even though I'm not like, okay, I'm 100% sure that this is exactly what I'm going to do in business, there are so many avenues of possibilities right now that it's got me a little bit like, oh my gosh, you know, like lots of spinning plates. So it's not like this overwhelmed feeling, but it's very exciting, but like, how do I wrangle all of it, right? And, you know, I know I've talked a lot about synchronicities and signs, and I just feel like, you know, taking that little break, you know, a couple week break from the podcast was kind of this renewal and resurgence that I needed to, you know, assure myself that like, okay, this is the right path, right? And I really wanted to go into what that means, right? And because sometimes it's really tricky to see the right path. And I speak from experience here. Like I can look back and be like, oh, that is why that wouldn't work out. Like there are times where I was just like grinding and, you know, working so, so hard towards a goal. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, why can't people see how hard I'm working? Or why can't people see how passionate I am about this? And why is this not freaking working out? And it was all to like no end. It was like, oh shit. That's why, right? Like it's weird how, you know, God or the universe like puts these things in front of you so that you kind of like, I'm not showing you this to hurt you or tell you that you can't do something. It's just like, this isn't the right path, or maybe something else would be better, or maybe you could serve more people by doing something else, right? And I've always said I love being a cheerleader, and I feel like I can see so much opportunity in so many other people, right? Like, are you one of those people that can like look at someone like, oh my gosh, you're so good at that. You should do XYZ, right? And I think that is a talent of mine. I love it so much. It gets me so excited. It's kind of funny. Like I seem to be the person that everybody tells their good news to, because like I will give you that reaction that you need. And my mom, she's the same type of person. Like it's like if someone's pregnant, like I have no other like reaction than to like shriek and like almost blubbery cry. And it's just something that comes from me genuinely. I love to see other people succeed. But it's tricky, I know, and especially like in the workplace when you see somebody else succeeding or getting something that you want and being frustrated, like, damn it, like that is what I wanted, or I wish I would have gotten that promotion, or I wish I could have been on that team, or you know what I mean? And I've struggled with that. And you know, I was even telling my husband the other day, like it's can be a positive and a negative sometimes to have people right next to you to collaborate with all the time, because you're also commiserating, right? When something's not going well, you tend to get on these like, you know, negative hamster wheels, and you want to tell as many people about it as possible, right? It's like having a bad day, or like getting a flat tire, or you know what I mean? Like you just have to kind of work with, well, this happened, and did you hear what happened to me this morning? Like I know this because I'm so guilty of it. And the one, I guess not the one nice thing, but a nice thing about, you know, having the ability to work from home is I am so much more positive. And sometimes I think that God did that because he was like, I know that you love being positive, and I know that's something that like recharges your battery so much. So I'm gonna take your job. Like, I don't know if you've not listened to previous episodes, I was furloughed at the beginning of the pandemic. But, you know, it's almost like God's way of saying, I'm going to take your comfort zone away so that you can learn to grow into this, you know, better version of yourself. And one of the messages that I've been so excited to kind of share with you is this this identity crisis as you get into, I mean, I can speak to my mid-30s because obviously I'm there. I'm just my late-30s. But it's this kind of, a lot of people say that when you have kids, it's like a loss of self. But I truly feel that the further away you get from, you know, what you look at as, you know, your pinnacle or your youth or, you know, your, I don't know, just the beginning of your life when things, there were unlimited possibilities, right? I had a conversation with a colleague several weeks ago about how, you know, there's so much pressure as a mom, but there's so much pressure to, you know, be authentic too. And what I mean by authentic is like, okay, maybe you love dressing up, but it's looked down upon as at a certain age, right? This is something that I personally, like, I love dressing up, but then sometimes like, oh God, I'm sure some people are like, you know, drama queen. I don't know. It's one of those things that like, we, especially as women, we reach a certain age and we think that we have to behave a certain way, or we think that if we've been in an industry long enough, all that hard work or respect will be undone the minute we decide to pivot and do something else. But sometimes it's just out of survival. Like I feel like oftentimes when people have an idea, they, if it's just in their own head, they just struggle with, but what would people think? What would people think if I left this stable job? Or what would people think if I started this, you know, fluffy side hustle? And I know I've said this a lot of time, but you can't live for everyone else or you'll just miss out and continue to miss out, right? Like we don't have the, you know, ability to go back in time and do things over. I mean, I remember thinking in my 20s, like, oh, maybe I'll do this or that or the other thing. And like I said, the possibilities seem so endless. But then as we get older, we limit ourselves by, nobody wants to see me doing that. Like, I struggle with that too. Like, nobody wants to see me online, right? Nobody wants to, I don't want to do stories. Nobody wants to see that. And not to say that like that stops me all of the time. Sometimes I get, you know, the courage, but just, I just feel like there is this, it needs to be said that there is this kind of weird time in, especially in a woman's 30s, where she still wants to be youthful and tenacious and driven, but she also wants to put that that energy into other things, like, you know, being a parent, obviously being a present parent, being a present employee, being a present friend. And it's impossible to be obviously everything to everyone. But I want to kind of, you know, put that message out there that you can be anything you want to be. You can be good at anything that you set your mind to. You don't need to be 16 or, you know, 22 to try out new things or new opportunities. And it's funny because I feel like I had this discussion with someone today, but like we're always learning. You don't have to be a great student to enjoy learning. Does that make sense? Like, you don't have to enjoy being in a class or, you know, going back to school to really take advantage of that. Like, obviously, I always say, like, I'm a big Audible person. I love listening to books. I listen to podcasts when I'm, like, really inspired by, like, that message. And I feel like now is kind of the time to just put yourself out there, trying new things, like I'm taking this $10 course right now on something that I thought I already knew, but it's, I don't know, it's just anything that builds your confidence and your abilities, like, do it, take that step. Oh man, sorry, I'm just so passionate, and I keep going back to this idea that, you know, you can't reinvent yourself at any age because it's just silly. It's by whose standards, right? Well, I feel like constantly we're measuring ourselves up against these standards of someone who has never existed in our time and space and experience, right? You can compare yourself to your parents. You can compare yourself to your siblings, but just know they're not living the same life you're living right now. They're not living the same experience. Like, I know that I've idolized my mom for so long and her ability to, you know, bake and cook and be such a nurturing, you know, person of the home. And not like I've given up on that standard. I've come to realize that I, you know, am so lucky in other ways. Like, you know, I'm lucky in that I have the support. My mom doesn't have a supportive husband, but I feel so lucky to be in the position I am with the people I have in my life to encourage me. So if there is something or someone in your life that is not encouraging your growth and your spirit and your courage, slowly back away, right? I'm not saying you have to cut ties. I never say that, you know, but you have to do what feels good, what feels in alignment for you, especially as you do scary things and steps that bring you closer to places you've never, ever been before. It's that vulnerability. And when you are, you know, vulnerable, you can go inside and really kind of do some soul searching on, like, what is it that I want to make of the, you know, last half of my life? I know that sounds morbid, but I keep thinking of all of these, you know, stories of, you know, even like young cancer diagnosis or things like that. And people are just like instantly put there like, oh shit, I need to like get real with my life. Like, what are the things that I want to accomplish? Like, where have I become stagnant? Where can I improve? Where can I learn more? Anyway, I know that this was maybe kind of an all over the place episode, but I really wanted to leave you with this season one finale, this renewed energy to go out and create something for yourself, just for you, because you want it. Hey guys, thanks so much again for tuning in to my very first season of the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I will be back for season two with new conversations, new guests, and of course, all things mindset. If you haven't already heard about it, I wrote a book. It's called The Mind Hustle, and it will transform your daily routine so that you can literally manifest your best life ever. Check it out on Amazon now and let me know what you think. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle Versus Flow.